There are many apparent contradictions in beekeeping and many opinions that appear to differ quite radically. And when you start to look at it, these differences, these contradictions and these differences of opinion are often based on our interpretations of the way that bees behave. And there is a very strong tendency in the human psyche to anthropomorphize everything we see around us, especially animal behavior, which is to say that when we look at bees, when we observe bees, we're often not really seeing bees. We're interpreting their behavior in a context that's familiar to us in an attempt to try to understand what's really going on. And so even our labels reflect this. So we call the bee that lays the eggs in the hive, we call her the queen of the hive for no logical reason, because what we're doing there is interposing our understanding of the term queen, which is that of a monarch or a ruler, onto a quite, in many ways, alien society, that is the bee colony. And when we talk about the queen as the mother of the hive, of course, in one very clear sense, she is the mother in that she is responsible for laying the eggs, which become all the workers and all the drones, and of course any possible future queen in that hive. She is, in the very literal sense, the mother of those bees. And yet, she doesn't really perform any duties that we would recognize as being motherly. Once she's laid those eggs, that's it as far as her supervision of them is concerned. All the mothering, all the real mothering work is done by worker bees. They're the ones who feed the young larvae. They're the ones that look after them, make sure all is well. They're the ones that cap the cells prior to the process of metamorphosis, when the bee turns from larva into pupa and finally into emerging imago. It's the worker bees that actually do most of the mothering work. And the queen is really, when we look at it objectively, she's really not much more than a simple egg-laying machine. An extremely efficient egg-laying machine, of course. She can lay between, it is said, 2,000 and 3,000 eggs per day in her peak season. She outlives all the other bees by a considerable margin. She can survive, I think the longest on record is something like 6.5 years for the life of a queen, but obviously on average it's much shorter than that. And some beekeepers still persist in replacing their queens every year, which seems to me to be quite nonsensical. So when we observe bee behavior, we have this automatic tendency to overlay our interpretations of what's actually going on. So another example would be the drones, of course. That's whenever drones are mentioned in beekeeping courses that I'm giving, there's always that little kind of, how shall we say, frisson from the from the feminists in the audience, who get excited about this idea of the drones being essentially useless and layabouts and getting thrown out by the worker bees towards the end of the summer. And again, you know, this is an interpretation of their behaviour that's being laid on them in this case, a rather political sense. And we have to avoid this kind of thing if we're really going to make a real attempt to understand bee behavior, in as much as that is even possible for us. Then we have to drop all these interpretations of what's going on. We have to look at them objectively.